going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
We picked a corner, I guess.
We got a corner
as our draft pick for the Broncos.
You want to hear it?
Yep, sure.
Here's the way she went down last night.
The NFL draft.
With the 20th pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Denver Broncos select Jahdae Barron, DB, Texas.
Corner.
Yep, he's corner. Now listen to this story. This is crazy. If you might have heard for the CU Buffs, Shador Sanders is, Sanders' son, right? He's a quarterback. Well, we thought he was going to go in top 10. Well, he didn't go at all. And now we're waiting. What number are they at?
Like 20? 33.
So He still hasn't been picked. Listen to what they're saying. The 22-year-old draft stock has reportedly plummeted this past week after multiple NFL insiders revealed he spent his team interviews aggressively insisting on playing the game Settlers of Catan. Or Catan. Catan?
Catan. Catan? Catan?
It's a game. They say that Sanders arrived at each NFL team meeting with a well-worn Settlers game box, a bag of custom gold-plated resource cards, and an unshakable belief that bartering brick for ore is the purest test of leadership. He said, "Do you want to see how I handle pressure? Watch me construct a network of roads, settlements, and cities with sheer brick and wood dominance."
That would show. That would show pressure. Okay.
They said he was arrogant, inflexible during meetings. He said he'd laid out the board, this board game, I guess, or whatever, and informed executives, that they could all play because he got the expansion pack. And they can pick any color except for red because that's Shador's color, and this is my game.
He loves red?
I guess so. Mm. They said the arrogance was staggering. They even said that he slammed one GM for tanking the economy by holding the board back in the game. Is this weird?
This is a wild story.
No. You know, I kind of get it because when I play Sorry, I always want blue. I mean, I get having your favorite color in your board game. When I play Sorry, you know, you got to get around that board. Blue. Got to be blue. I can't play.
So
the
you're
green.
Very passionate.
Very.
About that.
When they asked what is he doing, an analyst said it's a power move. It's a calculated flex against the league's corporate buttoned up culture. He's showing us he's not afraid to backstab allies in mid game and seek victory.
Yeah. But is that a good idea when you're trying to interview for a job?
Here's one other one. This is weird too. It says one GM said he was exasperated by the interview. He said, "Look, I get it. He's a gamer. But I asked him about his footwork under pressure, and he slid me a sheep and said, 'Let's discuss how I can help you expand your settlements.'"
That's a good move. That'll get you more money.
The GM goes, "I don't even know what that means."
Slide me a sheep. Oh, yeah. That's connecting.
Yeah, and so I guess he even left one of the board games with somebody and said, "When you're serious, call me when you're serious about connecting your cities with roads."
I've not heard the board game thing. I did hear that he was arrogant. He was brash when he went into these meetings.
Isn't that weird?
I mean, here's what I'm surprised about. If the board game thing is true, the brash arrogance true, I'm surprised Dion lets him get by with that.
I know.
Dion, I've met Dion, and I met Dion in the 90s when Dion was playing football, and he was the deal, man. And he was the most down-to-earth, greatest guy. I mean, he was really a cool dude. And I just can't see him, you know, how he preaches to those kids up there, the football team,
right,
that is.
And how they have to behave.
Open doors for women
and
the chivalry and all this. I just can't see him letting his own kid do that.
I know, and it's so weird. Like, if I ask you about your footwork, you know, I mean.
Well, and it gives a bad impression on Dion as a dad and as a former NFL. He's a pro Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe it's not true.
I don't know.
Because it sounds weird, doesn't it?
It just sounds bizarre. It just sounds like you're trying to not get drafted.
Exactly.
Yeah, that you just sabotaged yourself.
I mean, if this is true, I don't feel bad for him anymore because he's weird. Not that being weird is bad.
I think he'll get drafted today.
You do?
They've got the second and third round today, I think it is, okay? So, I mean, we got 60-something players going to be picked today. Shirley is going to be in there.
Who's Shirley? A friend of Pete's?
Shirley went in the first round.
You know, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, I get it. I get it, Shirley.
Who's Shirley?
I'm just saying.
Friend of Pete. You guys get it?
We're your football update station.
That is just so bizarre. I mean, I'm not seeing this anywhere else, so maybe it's just all a lie. But how did they come up with that?
I don't know.
I know. It seems pretty elaborate.
Right? I mean, sheep and...
Congratulations to Travis Hunter, though.
Well, that is true.
Travis Hunter, go ahead.
The Cleveland Browns have traded the second pick to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And with the second pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Travis Hunter, wide receiver... Defensive back from Colorado.
This has to kind of be painful for Shadour.
You think?
Simply because not only did they pick Travis Hunter, they traded up to go get him, man.
Yeah, that's how bad they wanted
him. We got to have this dude.
Yeah, so.
They're saying it was a really, really ballsy move that Jacksonville made to do this because they gave up a lot to get Travis. That makes you feel good.
What?
Oh, no.
What?
I'm stupider than stupid.
What?
No, I'm the dumbest chick on the planet.
What?
Oh, no. It's like The Onion. What I read it from is like The Onion. Oh, no.
Oh, it's all fake.
Oh, no.
It didn't sound right.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
I got to be honest with you.
I know, but I know
you took
sheep.
It literally.
Well, he didn't talk about the footwork. He talked about his sheep.
I know.
Come on. This is humiliating.
He handed the guy sheep. Okay, folks.
You know,
think about this for a minute.
You guys, it's like the time when I was like 19 and
sorry.
I did my first news report
and I
said it was Yosemite Sam.
And
Oprah Winfrey.
There were several times and several things you said. Sheep was one of them, by the way.
Why didn't
that
you
I
stop
wanted
me?
To blow up the
why
story.
Didn't you
well,
stop
I tried
me?
To. I kept saying that Dion would never
put
up with that crap.
Oh, no.
So
oh, my God. This
I
is
never,
all wrong.
I
I'm so
bought in.
I'm just ashamed.
It's okay.
No, it's humiliating. It's like when I thought that eagle picked up the baby.
It's pretty dumb.
Remember?
It could happen to anyone.
Yeah.
It's like when I thought that Tom Brady actually threw that football through that thing.
Oh, I did. I believe that hook, line, and sinker. I was the same.
You believed that story that she was just
dead.
Yeah. Spadil, did you believe it?
No, I knew it was the sports memory the whole time.
Man, you're good.
Yeah, I saw that article this morning.
We should have come to you.
We should have.
Yeah.
Oh, you saw the article.
I did. Yeah.
You should have stopped me.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if you were doing it on purpose or not, so I didn't want to just step on you.
Humor. Oh, that's what I was doing.
Yeah. That's what I was doing.
Yeah.
It was
a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot. That's like that time that I said that Giselle had a little baby and named it Tommy.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
Yeah. Thanks for playing along.
Yeah.
Right, you didn't jump in.
Yeah. Because that is funny, right, you guys? Oh, my God.
So this game doesn't even exist.
Settlers of Catan is a very popular board game.
Is it a game?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
I used to play Risk. That was a fun game.
Yeah, they're similar.
Are they?
Yeah.
It felt like it.
Yeah.
I I'm just too humiliated to go on.
Yeah. Yeah. Put a, go ahead and put a knife in
this. I mean,
this
literally, this is bringing such bad memories of when I was first in radio and saying Yosemite Sam.
Yeah.
Yosemite Sam.
Pretty embarrassing.
And Phobe Kate.
Yeah. Phobe. What about Adelaide?
Oh, Adelaide. Yeah.
Adele.
Adelaide. Yeah.
Adele.
Yeah.
You called her Adelaide one day.
Oh, my God. You know what? It's right. Let's pretend like, hey, you guys, if you're listening to the show or this podcast later, let's pretend like this never happened. Never happened. Okay? Can everybody erase your minds?
Yeah.
Everybody? Okay. Never
happened.
I've already forgot. I don't even know what we just talked about.
Exactly. Never happened.
Forgot.
Oh, my God.
Forgot.
Oh.
BJ and Jamie. Good morning.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie morning show. What are you looking at there?
I'm looking at yachts.
You're looking at yachts?
Yeah, I'm looking at yachts.
No kidding.
There's a Russian who owns the world's most expensive yacht.
Yeah.
And he's a Russian billionaire. And he paid $1.6 billion for it with a B.
No kidding.
B.
No kidding.
And P. Diddy bought his for $65 million.
Those are nice boats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. You bought a yacht for $65 million and now you're in jail.
No. I bought the one I had. I bought mine for, I think, $16,000.
Yeah, Bayliners are sweet.
It was a Bayliner, Cuddy Cabin.
Nice. Yeah.
It was nice. Yeah, yeah. I saw this. Now, I was telling you off air. I saw a story that a guy was shooting a video, and he was walking around to marinas, and he was saying that people walk away from boats all the time, that it's very, very common. If you'll call around to marinas, and you ask them about a boat that they may have a lien on, that they have the actual title because somebody just walked away from it and haven't paid their slip fees, that you can buy it straight from them for that price of the slip fee, and boom, you got yourself a boat very, very cheap.
Well, there you go. Go to Chatfield and walk around their marina.
Yeah.
Maybe you should try that. See if it's
true. Yeah, but I saw that. You know, every now and then you'll see a video that kind of intrigues you, like, I wonder if this is true. I don't know.
Well, you remember Scooter, right?
Scooter?
Yeah, you remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Scooter.
Right, so he was a big wig with the insurance company, some insurance company.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, he told me that the way people get rid of things like that, and especially with campers, they drive them all the way down to Florida right before a hurricane and park them there.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
they wait that. For the hurricane.
Good
to
little
take
scam
it.
Yeah, going
right?
on.
And that's how they get rid of it. So
yeah, you have boats and RVs. People walk from those things quite a bit, don't they?
It sounds like a great idea at first, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like a bread maker.
I actually enjoyed the boat I had, but it did become a bit of a money pit after a while.
Yeah. I had a really big boat, a 50-foot sleek craft.
Yeah.
That's a big boat.
And was it, did you get tired of it
never.
At any point?
Nope.
See, I don't think I would either.
I sold it to my friends for $1.
I mean... A dollar?
A dollar just for the title transfer. Oh, well, because I didn't know how to drive it, and I was not with my son's dad anymore, and what am I going to do with it?
Can't move it.
Get more than a dollar.
Well, but the deal was that I could go on anytime I wanted and stuff.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah, but I gave it to him for a dollar.
Man.
Stephen Hawley.
They lucked out.
It's in Havasu. Oh. It's fine.
Pretty
I'm
good
fine.
Deal.
Yeah, pretty good.
Wish I would walk up on a deal like that.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show right here in the beautiful Belco Studios. Also on the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone. The podcast of our program, in case you missed anything in the show today. You can get it after 10 o'clock on that app, the Odyssey app. Just quickly here, the weather for the weekend. Now, today, didn't you say you saw the mountain wave weather guy?
Yeah, he just said that it's no severe weather is planned. It's just going to be like this, like just kind of rainy.
Gloomy.
Yeah, a little gloomy, some gloomy. Showers here and there, but that's it.
And then for the weekend, tomorrow, 75, near 80 for Sunday. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, but... Today, a little gloomy, that's all.
I'm reading some news headlines, and it says that Deion Sanders is in shock. Literal shock that his son did not get picked in the first round.
I think a lot of people are.
Yeah.
I really do. I think the entire university.
Yeah.
I think they're in shock up there, the athletic department. I think everybody to do with Colorado football is in shock this morning.
I know. They said they did not. We definitely did not expect this at all. They said, and Shador is also stunned He's not shocked. He's just stunned.
Yeah.
But Deion is shocked.
I know in the moment it feels like he's being dissed in a way that maybe he came off arrogant.
Well, he played that game the whole time.
The whole game with that, what was it called? Shaka Khan? Something Shaka Khan game.
Yeah,
all right, with Chief in it. I don't know. But here's the deal. All this will go away. All he has to do is get drafted, no matter what number it is. Get drafted, go into the NFL, prove them all wrong, become a super stud star.
If he gets to play.
He'll get to play eventually.
Yeah.
Either that or cut. But if you eventually get your shot in the NFL, boom, become a hero, and look at you. You're on top of the world again. And everybody forgets.
It's just weird, though. I mean, that's what's so funny about the internet is all these articles are coming out of people, they're reposting it. Of everybody said he was going to be second-round draft pick, third-round. You know, everybody had all these theories, and then he didn't even go. Mm-hmm.
My personal opinion, and I played a little football myself.
Oh, yeah, in high school.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Played a little arena football, quarterback. Uh-huh. Oh, you know, get it all. I don't think he's that good.
Oof.
I don't think he's that good for NFL. Oof. I think he could remain on a team for the next several years.
Oof.
But as far as being a star.
Nobody thought Tom Brady was this good.
Yeah, gotcha. I got
a great point.
Do you know that Michael Jordan didn't make his high school team?
I gotcha. I gotcha.
He didn't even make his high school
team.
I
hear you.
And like Kobe just practiced and practiced and practiced and practiced.
Oh, we could go on and on.
I mean, there's so many of those stories. Yep.
Nobody thought I'd be anything.
And yeah.
Look at you now.
You're like ripped and shredded.
Nobody gave me a snowball's chance in the hell when I was at that little college radio station.
When people look at
they said, hey.
When they look at you now, they think, wow, I bet he was an athlete.
I do have that look, don't I? A former athlete.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look
all the way. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Look at me. Yep. I mean, I even limp when I walk.
You're a specimen.
And you shuffle. Oh, my God. You guys, he gets shocked so bad when he hits the door because he shuffles his slides.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have metal in my knees. So when I touch the door, it lights up the room. Lights flicker.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I think it's because I'm well grounded.
Maybe that's
it. With all
this
metal that I have. Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, BJ Jamie painful. Morning Show, the brand new one from Ed Sheeran here.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
BJ and Jamie.
Boom.
I didn't know that.
What?
They said that Tom Brady went as the 199th pick of the draft.
Way down there.
Wow.
So was Aaron Rodgers. He was way down the list. There's been a lot of those, though. I think Lamar Jackson, wasn't he really way down there, too?
I don't know.
There's been a list of them. It doesn't matter where you get drafted.
He'll be okay.
Yeah, it's where you end up in life, man. It's not where you start, right?
Oh, no. My phone is doing that thing, too, where the microphone
is. Is it typing? Voice and text.
You know, I don't get why it does that.
It just went. It just did it by itself. I'm trying to write.
You didn't hit a button, did you?
No, I did not.
See, that's the thing. Everybody accuses me of hitting a button.
I did. I accused you.
You accused me? Carson accused me. Everybody. Oh, but you're doing something wrong.
I did.
No.
I did.
You're not doing anything wrong.
Well, it stopped, though, because I hit the button off.
There's a flaw. There's a flaw in the system. We got to go.
Okay.
I don't have time for this. All right. I'm wasting our time. We got to go. You guys have a great weekend out there. Let me try to think anything major. Oh, Monster Jam is this weekend.
Oh, yep.
It's going to be at Stadium. Tickets are available for that.
And don't forget, Avs Game 4 tomorrow night. Let's go.
Avs Game 4 tomorrow night. Got to win. Nuggets Game 4.
On Sunday.
Saturday.
Is it Saturday? I think it's Sunday.
Saturday.
It's tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Saturday, not Sunday, okay? They both play on Saturday, okay? All right, there you go. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. And we will see you back here on Monday. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.